Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. This morning, I awoke to a blue sky and chilly temperatures, just when I was starting to adjust to the warmth. As I walk around the neighborhood, it is apparent folks are ready to plant flowers and gardens, yet at the same time, judging from the tilled earth without flowers, there is still the lack of trust of what the weather will do. So, let's just sit, have our coffee, and share some time together. Exodus 16, 15 through 16, and 19. Moses said to the Israelites, "This manna is the bread the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Each one is to gather as much as he needs. No one is to keep any of it until morning." God's instructions were very clear, yet some did not trust that God would provide every day with fresh manna. So they picked up twice or three times what they and their family needed, just to be safe. Just to be safe. That notion sounds familiar to me. And what happened when they took the extra? The next morning, the manna smelled to high heaven and was full of maggots. Not an appetizing picture. Trusting in God, trusting in His control, trusting that He will do for us what He promised. Not a path we humans are likely to choose. Why? I don't know. But I suffer from it too. Have you ever wondered about the message of trusting God in the Bible? I have discovered it is like a blaring horn that is at the core of just about every story in the Old and New Testament. For whatever reason, I just realized that. If I step back from the Bible and see the big picture, it is clear the Lord knew from the beginning we humans' number one roadblock to getting to know Him and surrendering our will to Him instead of hanging on to self-control would be trust. A few examples. Adam and Eve not trusting God's plan for protecting the world from evil. Israelites continually not trusting God in the wilderness. Saul not trusting God, and David did. Esther trusting God as she faced possible death to save the Israelites. Joseph trusting God that he should take Mary as his wife. Jesus in his teachings to trust him and not to worry. Paul trusting God as he faced the challenges of all kinds as he traveled in his ministry. And I could go on and on. Out of curiosity, I decided to investigate, if you will, where we humans stand today on the issue of trusting God. It is pretty evident that we humans don't trust each other. Just look at politics all over the world. So, I Googled books on trusting God. Just checking a couple of sites, there are close to 40 published in the recent years. Then, I thought about podcasts. Podcast on trust. Since virtually everyone seeks information from podcasts in today's world, you can multitask with podcasts, whereas a book forces you to sit still for an extended amount of time, and there are always a million to-dos rattling around in your brain. So, guess what I found out about just Googling podcast about trusting God. On the first page of podcasts listed, there were 18 choices. I then noticed at the bottom of the page there were 5 more pages. And on each of those pages, there were from 15 to 18 podcasts listed. At 18 a page, that would be 90 podcasts. 90. Wow. But as I worked my way through the pages of listed podcasts, I stopped looking at page 36, and there apparently are more. 36 pages at even 15 a page, which would account for any duplications, is 540. You heard me, 540. Messages about trusting God in your life, your children's lives, in your married life, and on and on. I know I have had some trust issues in my life that honestly have made it very hard for me to give control of various issues completely to the Lord. But over the years, reflecting on those situations and seeing God's intervention, even with my interference, it is clear that He has always had my best interest at heart, in spite of me. In fact, I think the challenges of life can move the needle on trust gradually over a lifetime. There are just things in this broken world that, as hard as we might try, we cannot fix, cannot control. When all our efforts fail, we have the opportunity to fall to our knees and say to the Lord, "Your will, not mine." Whatever in our lives that might have damaged our ability to trust, we can help those all around us by being trustworthy. Keep our word, keep a confidence, love generously, regardless. Be a place of emotional safety for our children, our extended family, our friends and acquaintances. Be a model of trust as Jesus taught, as Bible heroes and heroines were. And if we waver, trust the Lord to strengthen our willingness to love and follow His will. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the friends, family, neighbors, the people in general in which we have found the comfort, the safety that trustworthiness can provide. Perhaps we don't realize how important to our children, our spouse, our co-workers, our trustworthiness is. It opens a door for others to see that trusting you, Lord, is a place of peace. Please help each of us to let go of any lingering doubt, any lingering control. Release it over to you so that you can use us to do your will each day. In your blessed name, Jesus, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.